they have that service here. I haven't taken advantage of it, though, but I think they do. I know, like, the co-op also has grocery delivery, but, again, I haven't taken advantage of that, so. But it is a handy feature for those that can't make it to the grocery store and cuts back on a lot of impulse buying. Hi. All right, we'll say 73. So talk with you later. VA5 Tango Mike, V5 RGM will be clear. 73.
VE7FLZ. 25 PG mobile and monitoring in Swift Current. Just curious, is anyone out there today and what the weather's doing elsewhere in the province? V5 PG mobile.
Good morning, Trevor. V5 Tango Golf, V5 RJM. Off to work. It's that time of the week, I guess. Monday. Woohoo. V5 Tango Golf Mobile, V5 RJM, Randy and Kenora.
Yeah, that's the same as me. Off to work this morning. I took last week off, or the last part of it anyway, so nose back to the grindstone today. But yeah, nowhere, minus 8 or so this morning, and still snow on the ground here, but I don't think nothing like you guys got, though.
Well, actually, quite a bit has melted here. We're going to get some more melting going on here today. And what is it currently here? Oh, minus 4. So we've got clear skies, sunny, and high of plus 4 today. So yeah, it's going to be a nice, beautiful day. The winds are light here for a change. And, yeah, so, no, we welcome spring here. So the water will be flowing today. Get rid of some of this snow. But, yeah, we've had a lot over this winter. I even lost count at about 7 feet total precip this winter, plus that's not counting these last two or three snowfalls we had. So yeah, it's lots of moisture going to be, and a lot of runoff too. The rivers are just a flowing here. There's a dam just outside of Kenora here. It's just, you can't even see the dam. It's just bypassing it. The water levels are that high there. And I don't think it's reached its peak yet. So there you go. It'll fill up Lake of the Prairies there, both the white sand here and then the Cinnaboya drain into the Lake of the Prairies. And they fill up that lake there for fishing for us guys. So everything's going according to plan here now. Just wish it would have happened a little bit sooner. Back to you there, Trevor.
Nowhere near 7 feet of snow. You know, my driveway and my yard is sheltered enough and it dropped straight down. I might have had 2 feet at the most, but I think on the level, I don't think we had a foot down here at the most, in most places. Like, there's hardly any even snow in the drip, in the ditches. And I know west at my dad's at Pitcher Creek, there's very little snow there again all winter. Mind you, the mountains are all white right now. It's hard to see how much runoff there is, but the reservoirs out that way are looking a little low. So hopefully they got enough snow in this last bunch that it'll fill them up and also downstream here on Diefenbaker for sure. So we'll see how it goes, but we are definitely dry here. Could have used more snow for sure.
V-E-7-F-Z.
Well, maybe you'll get some rain here this spring here now. So at least it's going in the right direction here. And, yeah, we've already had our first thunderstorm here about 2.5 weeks ago. Actually, it's going on 3 weeks here on Tuesday. Tuesday, tomorrow will be 3 weeks. We had our first thunderstorm. Lightning, thunder, rain, everything but hail, and Moose Jaw had the hail, so they had a little bit of hail come down. So that was kind of weird experiencing that there. It's a little bit early for, it's not really early, it's just that winter's taking its time hanging around, that's all here for us. That's what's been going on here. It's all the way around for weather we've been having. And we've had some zero visibility days, too, on the highways for the travelers that commute back and forth to work like you do, and making it challenging. So hopefully that's all behind us here now. So by the sounds of it, with the forecast, if they're correct, it is. So we're on a warm-up this week. Hopefully they fill up the reservoirs and everything there for you guys. I know you guys are normally typically drier than most of the province, so all follows that southern line across our province there. But hopefully that holds true for you. Back to you.
It's been one of those winters here. Felt like I was back in southern Alberta. Warm for a bit, things melt, and then we get a week of winter, and then it's warm up again, and I think we're on our sixth winter here now, and probably third spring, so I'm just hoping it sticks around here, because I'm ready for some warmer weather for sure. So, anyway, I'm pretty much at work here, Randy, so I will let you go. Thanks for the comeback this morning and the weather report there. Appreciate that, and we'll stay 73, and have a good day at work. DE5 RJM,
DE5
TG Mobile, clear.
Oh, I don't know about my working days. I'm home on disability, so I'm not one of these working types like you. My back gave out and had surgery and had to wait for another procedure, so